Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A longtime state lawmaker from Lowell faces federal charges for allegedly using campaign funds to pay his gambling debts and other personal expenses. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says State Representative David Nangle's crimes took place over several years.
This was not a momentary lapse of judgment or a technical foul. This was a systematic pattern of theft and fraud going back to at least 2014. Nangle accomplished it in part using people close to him.
Nangle has been a state rep for more than 20 years. He sits on the House Ethics Committee. FBI and IRS agents arrested him at his home this morning. He appeared in federal court this afternoon. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown was there. The feds, Steve, say that Representative Nangle stole more than $70,000 in funds from his campaign accounts. What are they saying he did with the money?
Well, Lisa, basically they say he used that money for personal expenses, including paying off thousands of dollars in gambling debts, even buying gifts for a girlfriend. Politicians are allowed to have campaign funds, but they are specifically prohibited from using that money for any personal reasons. They also say that he had a contractor do some work at his house, but he never paid for it. That contractor then went on to get a state contract for which Nangle approved the funds. FBI Special Agent in Charge Joseph Bonavolonta outlined the case.
Time after time, he allegedly used campaign funds to pay for personal expenses, spending thousands of dollars on golf club fees, gas, gift cards, hotels, restaurants, flowers, and rental cars for trips to casinos, some of which he had already been reimbursed for by taxpayers.
Steve, let's look at this a little bit more. First, on the gambling front, what are the specific allegations there?
Prosecutors say that it was all legal gambling at casinos in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and here in Massachusetts, as well as online gambling. They say he racked up debts, and that's when he started doing things illegally to pay those debts.
But it went beyond that, according to what federal authorities are saying. They say that Nangle went to great lengths to try to cover up what he was doing. How do they describe that alleged cover-up?
Well, the feds say he had a couple of different schemes. For example, they said he would falsify the reports he was required to file with the State Office for Campaign and Political Finance. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said Nangle would claim to spend money on legitimate purposes when, in fact, he was not.
Nangle spent that money using a debit card, but also tried to hide his misuse of funds by first buying gift cards, purportedly for his staff, and then using them for his own personal expenses. Nangle also used an acquaintance as a straw campaign vendor who was paid for providing fake services to Nangle's campaigns, paid with campaign funds, and then gave those funds to Nangle himself for Nangle to use.
Lelling also said that Nangle lied on bank loan applications in order to secure a mortgage and forged a consulting agreement and a 1099 form showing extra income from consulting work that he never performed and that he filed false tax returns.
Remind us what Representative Nangle is charged with and what happened in court this afternoon.
Yeah, he faces 28 counts ranging from embezzlement to bank fraud to tax fraud. He was brought into the courtroom today wearing leg chains, a dress blue shirt and gray slacks. He only spoke to answer not guilty to the charges. The magistrate freed him on a $25,000 unsecured bond. That means he doesn't have to put up that money, but he would have to owe it to the government if he fails to appear at future hearings. Now, the magistrate instructed him to refrain from gambling while he's free. After meeting with probation, Nangle then left the courthouse. He refused to answer any questions from the crush of reporters who were outside waiting for him. His lawyer did issue a statement saying Nangle is a good man who has proudly served his district. That lawyer calls the charges merely allegations, and he vows to fight them in court.
Steve, what can you tell us about Representative Nangle and his work as a lawmaker? As we said, he served on the House Ethics Committee.
He's one of these legislators who has a pretty low profile in the building. Presumably, he served his district in Lowell well because voters there have sent him back every year since he was first elected back in 1998. He is a member of Speaker DeLeo's House leadership team. House rules give the Speaker the ability to unilaterally strip a member of his committee assignments or leadership positions if the member is indicted. Now, while Nangle is a Democrat, he came out publicly in support of Governor Charlie Baker's reelection bid back in 2018. Because of that, the state party has barred Nangle from taking his seat at the annual state Democratic convention, so I suspect there weren't a lot of tears being shed for the representative over at the party headquarters this afternoon.
WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo released a statement late this afternoon saying if the allegations against Representative Nangle are true, they represent a significant betrayal of the public trust. DeLeo says Nangle has been his friend and a colleague for more than 20 years and that DeLeo never had an inkling that Nangle had a gambling problem.